Can you talk a little bit more about your clinical experience with and what's going on with other thyroid tumors, specifically medullary and anaplastic?
Yeah, so medullary, unfortunately, we have, well, fortunate enough, I should say, we have two approved agents, so cabozantinib and vandetanib. And these two agents are TKIs as well and have offered some benefit. Again, they were tested against placebo and did show clinical benefit in both drugs. So we offer those to patients up front. There isn't any data to say one is better than another, though I think if people respond, they seem to better respond with cabozantinib, though the side effect profile is not so great. In terms of vandetanib, there has been, again, data supporting its use to prolong QT can be an issue, you know, in such patients. So outside of that, there really hasn't been anything on the horizon. There are some new RET inhibitors that went to our International Thyroid Oncology Group meeting last May. I remember them talking about some agents that are available that are coming into perhaps clinical trial. Interestingly, these tumors are neuroendocrine tumors, and a long time ago, we used to check octreotide scans and give them octreotide, a handful of them. And now there is lutetium dotatate that soon, hopefully, will become available. The paper in the New England Journal of Medicine focused on midgut neuroendocrine tumors. And so when I spoke with my endocrinology colleagues, I asked them a little bit more about the use of this and said it'd be kind of great for medullary thyroid cancer if, you know, the patients are positive. And it seems like the indication may be for anyone who is dotatate positive on their gallium scan, their PET scan. So we eagerly await the FDA approval, which is coming late summer, I think early fall. And if it's true that any patient who is positive on their dotatate scan, their gallium PET scan, then I think that could be a reasonable option to treat such patients. So that may be something else we'll look to in the future. But outside of that, I don't have any active or open clinical trials for medullary. Anaplastics the same way. There have been a handful of things explored, some use looking at lenvatinib, for example, in TKI therapy. That's kind of in the works. It hasn't completely opened. A handful of other novel agents that really haven't panned out to be much of anything. The problem with that cancer is that the numbers are so small and far between that I don't see them that often. They come in kind of groups of two and then they get treatment and sometimes they die relatively quickly because of the locally advanced presentation of the cancer.
So this lutetium radio-labeled agent that you were talking about was just in the New England Journal. I was actually speaking with Matt Kulke, who's done a lot of GI net work with that. And I guess they've really seen, he's actually treated some of these patients. They've seen, you know, significant objective responses.
Yeah.
It seems like that would really be something exciting to bring into medullary.
That's what my, you know, plan is to talk to some of my colleagues. And I'm like, no, we're not really familiar with that. But I was just thinking because, you know, there have been a handful in the past that we have treated with. I still have one guy who, my longest surviving patient of 20 years on a medullary thyroid cancer patient. And he was octreotide positive. And years ago, before I had these TKIs available, we put him on sandostatin injections. And, you know, his disease kind of stayed stable, you know, whether that was from the sandostatin or not. I mean, people could debate that, I suppose. But nonetheless, he'd be someone who would be, I'm sure, dotatate positive. And so when the lutetium becomes available, we could treat him. And they tolerate it pretty well. I mean, we always have to look for bone marrow failure and whatnot. But I don't think that overwhelmingly has been a problem, at least from the data that I've reviewed in the New England paper. So I think it provides perhaps an opportunity for such people.